Rains. Kakamega County government will use the over $100 million set aside for disaster management to address the challenges caused by heavy rains that have led to displacement of over 1,000 people. The county government has already set up a rescue center at Likuyani Central Ward to host evacuated families affected by flooding of River Nzoia, River Yala, River Kipkaran and River Lusumu which have spilled. Those affected by the rains are required to call the county emergency number 0562031155 or the Kenya Red Cross 1199 for emergency response and evacuation to safety. The County Disaster Preparedness Management Committee has asked residents residing next to Kuvasali Hills to relocate to safer grounds over signs of looming landslides. The committee led by Deputy Governor Ayub Savula and County Commissioner Meru Mwangi cautioned residents along rivers Nzoia, Kipkaran, Lusumu, Yala and other rivers within the county that are showing signs of overflowing and waterfalls to be alert. Ensure you have an emergency plan B that is solar energy, torches, first aid box and you have that emergency number issued by the county government and the Kenya Red Cross Society. Also ensure you report to the community area at the earliest opportunity, he noted. The deputy governor said cases of collapsed mines have been reported in Makumu, Isuka South where one person has been confirmed dead, reiterating that suspension of mining activities still stands until further notice. He said households in the mining areas of Ikalamani and Shinyalu have also been affected with mudslides reported in Kuvasali, Kabras Malava sub-county. Already the governor has banned mining of gold in Shinyalu and Ikalamani constituencies for fear of collapsing of those minefields and we have the disaster team monitoring, he added. We have reported cases of high prevalence of malaria. We are also standby for outbreak of diseases such as cholera especially in areas experiencing floods along River Nzoia that is Shavewa Mumias Central, Atenje in Musanda Ward, Banyala Central in Malava, Asongo in Shire Ward, around River Yala, Mushingu in Kwisero and River Lusumu, he noted. The doctors are reporting to work and we hope the team in charge of medical services will deal with malaria cases because they are part of the Disaster Preparedness Committee. There is a team already giving out mosquito nets donated by the county government and other donors, he added. The county government has suspended implementation of infrastructure development as the deputy governor asks for the national government's intervention to release funds for repairs and infrastructure improvement in affected areas, especially the destroyed bridges, culverts and latrines in ECDE centers and other roads affected by the rains. The deputy governor said the areas affected by rains include Mukuyu Bridge and Nandamanwa Footbridge which have been swept away by the rains with extensive damage to toilets facilities and infrastructure in Zion Academy School, Masino Primary Schools in Malava sub-county. Another bridge that has been affected is Ivanda Mushingala Bridge with some damages reported in Shabale around St. Joseph High School. Other schools affected by the rains include Mangu Primary School in Shavewa, Lugari Central sub-county. He also disclosed that there has been an extensive crop destruction at Subamamu, Emulati, Emitali and Batere constituency and in Emititi in Matawa, Musungo, Batobi, Bungasi and in Atenje and Musanda wards noting of risk of hunger due to crop destruction. He called upon well-wishers to join hands and support the vulnerable communities in responding to the emergencies and ensuring that Kakamega residents remain safe. In view of the presidential announcement that schools are opening on Monday, we are also prepared as a disaster committee to monitor our ECDE centers to ensure that our school-going children are not swept away by flooding rivers within Kakamega County, he added. Kakamega County Commissioner Meru Mwangi noted that the Multi-Sector Disaster Response and Management Committee have undertaken risk assessment in the various disaster-prone areas in order to provide necessary interventions. The committee consists of the County Commissioner, the Executive Committee Member for Public Service and County Administration, County Commander, the Kenya Red Cross Society, St. John Ambulance, Child Welfare Society of Kenya, iCare and faith-based organizations. The CC noted that part of interventions put in place include unclogging of drainages, addressing disease outbreaks, provision of incentives, repair destroyed infrastructure including toilets in schools, awareness creation and to address challenges of mudslides and landslides. He asked well-wishers to support the county and national government in providing other food and non-food items like malaria tablets, mosquito nets and tents to support people who have been displaced.